Hello, this is Pastor Marcus D. King, and you are listening to Making Disciples. I pray that you are blessed by this word as you open your spirit, take notes, and be prepared to be impacted and empowered by a message preached at our ministry, Disciple Central Community Church. Email, text, tweet a friend, and let them know we're on so you can grow together. Now let's get into the word.
Genesis 27, verse 1, say word. One day when Isaac was old and turning blind, he called for Esau, his oldest son, and said, "My son." "Yes, father," Esau replied. "I am an old man now," Isaac said, "and I don't know when I may die. Take your bow and a quiver full of arrows and go out into the open country to hunt some wild game for me." Somebody say wild game. Prepare my favorite dish and bring it here for me to eat. Then I will pronounce the blessing that belongs to you, my firstborn son, before I die." But Rebekah overheard what Isaac had said to his son Esau. So when Esau left to hunt for the wild game, she said to her son Jacob, "Listen, I overheard your daddy over there say to Esau." I'm sorry, I'm reading from the New Negro Translation. I slipped out of me. My hood slips out. Let me back up. Read it like it was. Verse 6, she said to her son Jacob, "Listen, I overheard your father say to Esau, 'Bring me some wild game and prepare me a delicious meal. Then I will bless you in the Lord's presence before I die.' Now, my son, listen to me. Do exactly as mama tell you." All right. Verse 14 says, "So Jacob went out and got the young goats for his mother. Rebekah took them and prepared a delicious meal just the way Isaac liked it. And then she took Esau's favorite clothes, which were there in the house, and gave them to her youngest son, Jacob. She covered his arms and the smooth part of his neck and the skin of the young goats. Then she gave Jacob the delicious meal, including freshly baked bread. So Jacob took the food to his father. "My father," he said. "Yes, my son," Isaac answered. "Who are you, Esau or Jacob?" Jacob replied, "It's Esau, Dad, your firstborn son. I've done as you told me. Here is the wild game." Somebody say wild game. "Now sit up and eat it so you can give me your blessing." Verse 30, as soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, and almost before Jacob had left his father, Esau returned from his hunt. Esau prepared a delicious meal and brought it to his father. Then he said, "Sit up, my father, and eat my wild game so you can give me your blessing." But Isaac asked him, "Who are you?" Esau replied, "It's your son, your firstborn son, Esau." Isaac began to tremble uncontrollably and said, "Then who just served me wild game? I have already eaten it, and I blessed him just before you came. And yes, that blessing must stand." Verse 33, middle part. "Then who just served me wild game?" 20 do's and don'ts of the singles dating game. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. This is part two. If you want to have part one so you can get caught up, just see our media department right after service. Those who are watching online, you simply call the church or email us. If you're watching online, just email us or give us a call there on the website, and you can order that. Pick up those first two. We talked about last week as a way of introduction, and we'll go that route again just to get you caught up if this is your first time on the second part of this message. We want to make sure you are tuned in, not tuned out. In Genesis chapter 27, today we want to talk about dating games, do's and don'ts of the dating games, 20 do's and don'ts. We had the first 10 last week, and we defined the word game. Look at the word game from just Webster's Dictionary. The word game was a way of amusing oneself, But then we also had another definition. We had three. Second definition was a set of rules completely specifying a competition. It's a set of rules. I mean, somebody wants to play games, so they say, you know what? I just want to have some fun. I just want to have some fun. But then, if I'm going to have some fun, there are a set of rules I need to go by. I mean, there's some fun, but there are some boundaries. There's some parameters I want to have on my fun. Okay, y'all looking like y'all strange. Y'all don't know what game is? When some people play games with your life, there are some players out here. Somebody say players. There are some players out here, and they want to amuse themselves, but then they also have a set of rules that they go by. But then some people ain't got no rules. I mean, they just all out there. But you got to understand, it's not just young players, it's some old players. Ain't nothing like an old player. Ain't nothing like an old player. Come up in the club, Old Spice, all strong, all up on your neck. White shoes on, and you got some suspenders hanging up on right up. Oh, I ain't got nobody talking about. So you got some old players, you know, those are the dudes. But then you got some, I ain't talking about Cougars, you got some old Black Panthers. You got some sisters. Am I talking? Okay. You got to be careful because some old players, they know how to get it. Some of them older women like them young tenderonis. Yeah, come here, son. Mwah, yeah. Let mama give you some peppermints. Here we got to go. Now we got to understand there are some old players. You know, they come in all shapes, sizes, ages, and stages. How many know some older people got game, too? It's like some young people got game. They're game at every stage. And we got to make sure today that, one, people are just not amusing themselves and going by these fake rules. But then we also know there's a competitive activity when you call it by the definition of game. It's competition. And when you're single, sometimes, even though you might not be competing with nobody because, you know, you ain't ever got a big for no numbers or nothing. We know you got it like that. But for other people, there's competition. And even you ain't competing with them. How many know they might be competing with you? And they see this as a game. And here's the deal. Sometimes somebody don't even want you anymore. You're caught up in the game of somebody else. And once they catch you, it's like they're fishing. And they say, oh, I got it. They do like they do when I was fishing. You just caught it just to see if you still had it. Just threw it right back in the water. Oh, y'all don't know what I'm talking about, huh? When you go fishing, sometimes you just want to see if you still got it. I don't want you. You know, because some sisters just like watching being watched. Oh, y'all missed that, didn't it? Just like watching being watched. I don't want you. I just want to see if you still. Don't ask for my number. Don't even think about that. I was just flirting just to see if the bait's still good. See, y'all looking all deep today. I'm going to mess with you. But then we look at in games, there are a whole lot of games people play when they step to you, though, no matter where they come. They got games. You got people who might be playing some football games. What kind of football game? You ever heard of trick plays? We talked about trick plays last week. Trick play, you know what trick play is? That everybody lines up and you think on the other end, oh, we already got this figured out. But all of a sudden, when the snap count happens, they end up switching up on you. They end up moving position. They end up doing some other stuff. Trick plays. People play games with you. They come at you one way, but then when things get started, it's a whole nother deal. You be like, who are you? Where you come from? All right. Then some people got fast breaks in basketball, fast breaks. I mean, soon as you give the number, they done ran with it and y'all in a full-fledged relationship without your knowing. You on Facebook, they done changed their status. Like, hold on. We just met at Church's Chicken. That's it. That's all. But here it is. They done changed their relationship. You know people can't wait to change their status. Engaged. And then 2 weeks later, single. I mean, it's just leave your status. Can I just stop? Leave your status alone. Just leave it alone. You're confusing all of us, okay? Unstable relationship having. They just need to break your button. Just break that button on there. All right. Now, so we look at that. There are a lot of games. We talked about last week these players in this story. The players in the story, or should I say the characters that we have here in Genesis 27, we have, of course, the father, who is Isaac, the mother, who is Rebekah, and their two sons, Jacob and Esau. But we also know that Jacob is a player. Jacob's name, when we hear about Jacob, means trickster. But what we found out last week in Genesis chapter 27 is the tricks that Jacob learned, we see his first tricks. And the tricks that he learned, we recognize he got them from his mama. I mean, his mama taught him how to trick. And that's what we learned. Just because a son knows tricks, it don't mean he always got them from his daddy. Mama knows some tricks up her sleeve, too. Am I talking to somebody right now? And that's what we learned, that tricking and all this other stuff can happen at the household. And so we got to understand that Jacob started tricking, and we recognize 1 through 10, numbers 1 through 10. I'm going to give you a few because there are games that people play when they step into your life, and you got to make sure if you trying to be legit, just because you legit don't mean that they legit. Amen? But here's the deal. You know, sometimes we be tricking our own selves. Lying to our own selves about stuff, playing games with ourselves. But how many of you know there's one person you can't never lie to, a fool, and that's the who? God. God knows how to get you. But we looked at some things last week. Here's some things that we gave. I'm just give you two of them. You can pick up the rest. Number one, if you're single, you're trying to get to know somebody, here's the first thing we talked about last week in the text. Verse 1, it says, do know that real players can see that you can't see too well. In other words, they can know you're a little green, you're a little naive. They're like, you know what? Got me one. Sucker right there. They finna pay all my rent. I'm going to use this one over here because I need some free food. I know I'm broke. You going to pay the rent. You going to get the food. And guess what? I need some clothes. You going to dress me. I'm just trying to help somebody right now. See, here's the deal. People can only play you unless you want to believe you ain't being played. I mean, can't you just see every now and then the schedules that they have? And you always end up on the short end of the stick. Why we can't go nowhere this weekend? I told you I work. You only work Monday through Friday. It's Saturday morning. What is your routine? I mean, you got to understand there are games playing. And what happens a lot of times, we keep swallowing game because we believe something that really ain't there. And so we got to know the gamers can see that. Another one we saw is be careful of what you crave when you're concerned about your age. We looked at Isaac. He's craving wild game, but he's older and can't see straight. And we talked about last week, you know, sometimes people have gotten married when they were younger. Then they get divorced. Now they're 30s and 40s. And they've been married longer than they were single. And now they're in their 40s, been married 15 years, come back out here. And how many know the game done changed? I told you last week, you don't know what you're getting today. You end up walking up to a box of Frosted Flakes. You done stuck your hand in there and pulled out some Fruit Loops. You don't know what you're getting today. Everything ain't what it seems. You got to recognize what it is. We're going to start today. Y'all ready to start for today's? Today's, we're going to look at number 11. Somebody say number 11. Number 11, let's go to verses 18 through 22. 18 through 22, and let's look and find number 11. Verse 18 says, so Jacob took the food to his father. My father, he said, yes, my son. Isaac answered, who are you, Esau or Jacob? And Jacob replied, it's Esau, your firstborn son. I've done as you told me. Here is the wild game. Of course, we recognize in context, game here is food, it's animals that they've hunted, but we also want to use this in this context. Now, sit up and eat it, so you can give me your blessing. And we kind of pulled that out last week. Here is the wild game. Sit up and eat it so you can give me your blessing. Sit up and eat it so you can give me your blessing. We talked about give me the meat, I'll give you the treat. It's a swap. Trick or treat, Halloween. 20, Isaac asked, how did you find it so quickly, my son? And we pulled this one out last week. The Lord your God put it in my path. Now somebody come up and say, God just put me in your spirit. If you just want their number, just ask them for their number. Don't be talking about, Lord, just put you in my spirit. You got a spirit, all right. No, just get the number. Don't you like hate when people be blaming the Lord for what they want to do? Okay, prophet lying. Verse 21, then Isaac said to Jacob, come closer, so I can touch you and make sure that you really are Esau. Verse 22. So Jacob went closer to his father, and Isaac touched him. The voice, that's Jacob's. But the hands are Esau's, Isaac said. Here's number 11. Do listen to what they sound like and not just their words. When you're talking to somebody, do listen to what they sound like and not just the words. What do I mean sound like? The text says, so Jacob went close to his father and Isaac touched him. The voice, that sounds like Jacob, but your hands feel like Esau. Okay, here's it. When people are talking to you, how many know people tell you everything you really need to know if you just sit and listen? You sit and listen. You can't listen to their words, because how many of y'all done got in some trouble listening to words and not listening to who they sound like? If you listen carefully, they're going to sound like somebody you done heard before. Some player, some game, something you done ran across. And here's the deal. Don't just get concentrated on the words, because here's this with Proverbs chapter 18. Death and life in the power of the what? Can I just get a testimony real quick? How many of y'all wish you wouldn't have had certain conversations with certain people? Because here's what happened. When you had that conversation, it turned the fire on, didn't it? Yeah, because them words were smooth. You'd be like, how in the world did I end up here so fast? You'd be singing a Deborah Cox song. How did you get here? Nobody's supposed to be here. I mean, you'll be wondering, how did that happen? You know that ain't you. I ain't got no testimonies right here. Oh, you ain't got, don't testify too much. Don't testify too much. I know you're saved. People don't know that side of you, okay? Keep that to yourself. I shouldn't have done that. You got to be careful, because guess what? You can hear good words, and how you know people can master what you need to hear? I mean, that's basic. You done heard that before. But listen, just because you heard it don't mean you got it. Just because you heard it don't mean you got it. That's what I learned. Do listen to what they sound like. Who do they sound like? We talk about that in another one. We were dealing with John chapter 10. But it shows up again in this text. Do listen to what they sound like and not just to their words. Let me give you number 12. Number 12, verses 23 through 24. It reads this way. But he did not, talking about Isaac, he did not recognize Jacob, because Jacob's hands felt hairy just like Esau's. So Isaac prepared to bless Jacob. But before he did, he said, but are you really my son, Esau? He asked. Yes, I am, Jacob replied. Here it is, number 12. Do not give up your blessing until you believe what they are confessing. Okay, what is your blessing? I mean, your blessing we're talking about is commitment. Your blessing is talking about a marriage. All your blessing could be talking about that. Yeah, what you just thought. Your blessing, right? Okay, don't give that up. Don't give up something until you believe. How many people have went ahead and gone further than their conscience told them to go? Let me stop right here. Because I tell you, we do this sometimes. You know, I just start asking questions sometimes, Bible study. Or, you know, I do conferences all the time, all over. So guess what? One thing I want you to know, in Dallas, just like in everywhere else around the world, people are still people. Singles are still singles. Married people still married people. There are just some differences in location, but the mindset is pretty much the same. I mean, that's why this works everywhere. So when you start talking about this, how many people would be in a conference and raise their hand when I ask the question, how many of y'all knew before you got married that's not who you supposed to marry, but you did it anyway? Because you always say, you know what, God told me way back then. I felt that right there. But how many of you know you can feel it and still keep on moving? Because you swallow the lie that that's going to change. That ain't as big of a deal. All right? So here it is. Don't give up your blessing. Don't commit. Don't go further in that situation until you believe it. Somebody say believe it. Okay, you still remiss it. I gave you this last week. Let me say it one more time. You date when you are curious. You marry when you are convinced. Let me give it to you again. See, some of you married curious. Just trying to see. Well, I just want to see where it goes. You don't do that with marriage. That's your life, your kids' life, the rest of your life. Listen, you don't just, I just want to see where it goes. Not with a commitment like that. That's for curious daters. But when you marry curious, guess what? Curiosity killed the cat. Take that how you want. Here we go. Now, date when you are curious. You marry when you are convinced. Don't give up your blessing until you believe what they're confessing. Let me give you the next one. It's a continuation of number 12. Number 13, verses 25 through 26. Say word if you got it. Then Isaac said, now, my son, bring me the wild game. He was asking for it. Let me eat it. And then I will give you my blessing. Still that trade. See, if you go back through this text, you'll see how many times he kept saying, you do this, I'll do that. You do this, I'll do that. Whenever you're in a situation like that, that's a dangerous situation. Because that shows ain't no trust. You're trading, okay? Well, if you do this, I'll do that. If you come see me this time, I'll come see you next time. Why we got to keep keeping all this score? Why we got to be knowing all these different tricks and all this other stuff? That means something you know in your own head is off. But you keep talking, having a conversation. As we talked about last week, ask a lot of questions. All right, verse 25. Then I said, now, my son, bring me the wild game. Let me eat it, and then I will give you my blessing. So Jacob took the food to his father, and Isaac ate it. He also drank the wine that Jacob served him, and that's it. Here's the next one. Number 13, continuation of number 12. Don't give up your goods just because they did a good deed. Pastor West, they don't get that. See, you're missing the text. It says, so Jacob took the food to his father and Isaac ate it. He also drank the wine. See, he whined and dined because he was after something. It don't even take that for some people. Some of y'all give it up a happy meal. But or no dinner at all, no dinner at all. You want a two-piece? I ain't even got no pepper. See, when you look at whining and dining, see, let me just tell, can I just be real quick? Because, you know, we don't sugarcoat over here. We're not holier than thou over here. We just talk for real because we deal with real issues. Is that right? We deal with real issues. Don't be coming like that because stuff that you be at the altar crying for, you be praying for somebody to deliver you. It's this kind of stuff. So, you know, I don't sugarcoat it. So here it is. Check this out. If you know you can't handle your liquor, Christians drink, by the way. I would raise your hand and say where my drink is at, but some of y'all too excited. You're too excited. I'm just too excited. Keep your head down. I don't need everybody in your business right there, okay? Now, here's just some reality. Why you drinking shots of Patron when you know you can't even handle a wine cooler? I'm just... You hard today. They drink Patron, I'm drinking Patron. Okay, check it out. Jacob took the food to his father. Isaac ate it. He also drank the wine. See, when you go back in the book of Genesis, you see this priest called Melchizedek. Abraham brought his tithes to him. Then they had bread and wine, okay? Food and wine. When you look at the Lord's Supper, when Jesus, you know, we do the one we celebrate, before Jesus went to the cross, sat with the disciples, upper room. Listen, they didn't just have that little nasty styrofoam stuff we have, you know, the Lord's Supper stuff we be having. You got to open that deal up. Jesus don't taste that nasty. I'm sorry, but anyway, I'm messing up my hair. Okay, we need to change. We need to get some chicken or something for communion. That's just too nasty. All right. It's just wrong. All right, some grape juice and some waffles or something. I don't know. But anyway, that little nasty thing is not what they had. They had full course meals for communion. I mean, they had lamb and lentil. They had all this one stuff. They had wine. And they had tables leaning back, chilling while they eating. Okay, what was going on is communion is a time of fellowship and intimacy. Okay, that's what happens over dinner. See, that's why you get that in your head. They say, can I take you to dinner? One is, can I take you to coffee? Other is, just can I take you? Okay. So, but when you want to go to dinner, you're talking about conversation and fellowship. And see, whenever you have conversation and fellowship, your guards come down. I ain't talking about it right now. And if you know you ain't had no good conversation in a while, I mean, no conversation could mess you up. Conversation, somebody that halfway looked like on top of a little drink in your system. That's all I'm saying. Okay. Because you already know they can get it. You already said that yourself. See, Y'all looking all deep on me right now. It's been in your head. You done text your girl. Girl, he can get it. But I'm going home tonight. I think. I need you to come up here to Starbucks. Because I'm finna be a Starbucks. Wow! I mean, whatever. Whatever it is. Here's what I want you to understand. Somebody say, get to know yourself. You better know what you can handle and what you can't handle. And who you can handle it around. Where you are in your mind at the time. Because I'm going to tell you. See, especially if you just got out of something, you got this freedom in your spirit. Freedom! And guess what? Dudes can smell it. All my brothers say, yeah, if I ain't lying. So y'all a little scared right now. Y'all a little scared. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm sitting beside her, dog. Don't say that. That's how I got her. That's how I got her. Don't mess this up. Don't mess it up. You're giving the game away. Brother, if your game that week, and I'm going to mess you up, you need to get some new game anyway, all right? Now, check it out. Brothers can smell desperate. We can smell breakup because you're too loose. Spring and summertime, you just all over the place. Ooh, what's going on with her today? I couldn't holler at her in the winter, but it's spring. She's smiling a little bit more. Am I talking to you? Now, here's the deal. You got to know what you can handle. Don't give up your goods because they did a good deed. Okay, y'all missing this. See, but you also can't put yourselves in a situation, brothers or sisters. You just met somebody in 2 weeks and they already paying your rent. What you think that's for? I mean, let's seriously think for a second. Let's not be naive for a second. I don't know you, but I'm going to pay your rent, $950. I'm just making up a number. I don't really know. This ain't no real person. But it probably is. I hear that's why you look like, ooh, how you know? I don't know. It's like that prophet a while ago. How you know? He been talking to Tyrone? No, I don't know. Okay? So here's what I'm trying to tell you. $950. Who going in a right mind just met you, ain't talked to you but about four times, and that was a real deep conversation. And they gonna give you $950. How many know you gonna owe $950 with some interest? Am I talking to somebody? But now you think they just so nice, they so sweet. Of course. Because now they want to have Bible study at 11:30 at night at your house. See, I told earlier, said an old preacher said what time. He said, young man, I want you to understand something. I said, yes, sir. He says, a woman, if you touch her, after you touch her, she gonna end up needing stuff she didn't need before you touched her.
I know you would just get it into that word, and we sure would like you to get the rest of it. You can do that and send a love offering to help support this broadcast so we can continue to touch more lives for Christ, just like yours. To order a copy of this message, please contact our church at 972-224-9940. That's 972-224-9940. Also, if you are listening online, simply go to our website to www.dc3online.org. That's www.dc3online.org. We would love to have you join us for one of our services if you're ever in the Dallas or DeSoto area. Please contact us and let us know if our ministry has been a blessing to you. Thank you for your support through listening and your love gift. And now that as we end today, take this word, apply it to your life, and go and make disciples. Till we get together next week, this has been Pastor Marcus D. King with Making Disciples. Be blessed.
Welcome to DC3. Welcome. It's the place to be.